Me. I'm in the back, cool as a cucumber. And then it's my turn to get up here, and I'm jittery, I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm shaky, tense. Well, it is as it was before. We're here at the Christocentric Conference, and we're here to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. Last year, we talked about the prioritization of Christ, being Christocentric in our priorities. And if you remember, I said that Jesus Christ wants to be first. Everybody remember that? All right, great, good. But in this topic that we have before us today, it's not that Jesus Christ wants to be first. It's that Jesus Christ wants to be only. And not just wants to be only, but that He is only the only choice that we ever have to make. There are many, many things in life to get sidetracked by, but there is one common thing. There is one stable place, and that place is Christocentric exclusivism, meaning that salvation comes through no other way but through the Christ. Many people I know are seeking salvation. They're seeking deliverance. They're seeking a rescue. And they're seeking it outside of the Christ, which is utter nonsense, because there is no other way to be saved apart from going through Christ. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter 3. And we'll be going through a few scriptures, but that's really all I have to say. Christocentric exclusivism is Christ only. Not Christ first, but Christ only as our hope of receiving any type of eternal life or anything that we can take from here now to eternity, from here beyond. Anything else is staying right here on the earth, and it's only good for on the earth. So let's not waste much time with only what's going to be here on the earth. All right, John 3:18 says, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Now I want you to notice with me that if you don't believe, you are condemned. If you do not believe, you are condemned. So everybody who doesn't believe is condemned already. But he that believes in the name of the Son of God will have eternal life. Following me? Everybody tracking with me? We are in a point, before we believe, of condemnation. There's no way out of it except for believing in the Son of God. So that means everybody who does not believe in the Son of God remains condemned. Remains condemned. There's only one way in to eternal life, and there's only one way out of eternal life. And it is the Christ. He is the hinge of which the door of salvation swings. It doesn't open without Him. And it won't be closed unless you don't believe in Him. Everybody tracking with me? All right. 3:36. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on Him." What else can I say? All my life, I see people going through the world, trying to find a way out of their hopelessness, a way out of their sin, a way out of their financial situation, a way out of every problem that you can think of, and the only way out is through Christ. John 14:6 says, Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You notice how he seems to exclude, well, not seems, but you notice how he excludes everyone else? Everything else? He doesn't give us any wiggle room here. There is no, but maybe I should keep my eyes open to something else in addition to him. It is only him. He is the way. Not a way, not one of many, but exclusively the only way. He is the only direction in which we ought to take, in which we can take for salvation, for eternal life. He also is the truth. He is the reality behind what appears. Everybody following me? He is the reality behind what appears. What is truth is Christ. Truth is a person. Truth is a person, and that person is Christ, and he is the only truth. The only way, the only truth, and he is the only life. Not physical life. Zoe is the word. And it is life eternal. In order to get it, you have to get him. And you don't get it without going through him. Jesus has this way of directing attention to no one else but to him. If you look up a little further in chapter 14, he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You believe in God and believe in me. Same way you believe in God, have that same kind of belief in me. This is a claim of equality here. Like, it's okay for you to believe in me, just like you believe in God the Father. He just shuts the door on anything and anybody else being a way out or a way into salvation, a way into eternal life. He doesn't give us any hope of anybody else being able to get you there. He's very clear. He doesn't stutter or utter. He's very concise. And he tells us, flat-footed, I am the only way. And I wonder why people don't really seem to understand that. Don't you find that people seem to want to find another way? We have the moralist. Well, I'm a good person. You know, I'm a good person. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't chew, I don't go with girls who do. And, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. So, I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice girl. God will look at that and he'll weigh my good against my bad. Not for salvation, he won't. It's not about your good versus your bad. It's all about what are you going to do with the man who happens to be God, Jesus. What are you going to do with God's Son? You're going to believe him, you're going to enter into eternal life. You're not going to believe in him, and you're going to wind up in torment eternally. Torment eternally. Turn with me to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Let me start a little earlier. Starting at verse 10. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus, or Christocentric exclusivism, is it. Rest assured, there's no other way to go. No other vehicle that's going to carry you into this eternal salvation. This one who is the Christ, who died for your sins, came back to life, he is God, and he is the way. The only way. He is not to be added to something else, such as your ideologies. You know, I vote pro-life. Woo! Okay. But that's not going to help you when it comes to salvation. I make a lot of money. You can have all the riches in the world. And what is it going to profit you if you lose your only soul? Absolutely nothing. So know for a certainty that Jesus Christ is the way that we get to eternal salvation. There's no one else. Now we got a bunch of wannabes. We got a bunch of people who claim that they have a way. But Jesus says that he is the way. And I don't know what your personal experience is. But I grew up in church since I was about 8. But it wasn't a very nice church. It wasn't Christocentric. And so it wasn't until the time I got to college that I really started searching the scriptures, understanding the scriptures. And when I got to college, I sat next to a Muslim. And I mean, this dude, he was deep into his belief of Allah and all this other kind of stuff. So he spurred me to find out more about Christ, more, why do I go to church? Do I go to church simply because my mother went to church, she took me to church? What is going on? Why should I go here? Why shouldn't I go there? So I did this study. I get all the books in the library. I go to Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, Mormonism, all these other isms, and I did a study. I'm in the library for hours at a time. I'm reading all these other books, and then I pick up this Bible. I mean, I had it there. It was one of the other books, because I don't know yet that Jesus is the only way. I'm trying to find out if there is, in fact, another way. Maybe I've been deceived. Maybe I'm confused. But I read the claims of all these other people. And it's just no comparison. We got a bunch of people who say, well, here's a way, and here's a way, and here's how you get to here, here's how you get to here. And then Jesus stands all the way over here, all by himself, and he says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one gets to the Father but by me. And that settled it for me. I was done. I put all the other books aside because nobody else can do the, they can't claim this. All of them are dead. Some of them are crazy. Jesus is the only one who died and came back to life. So I believe him. I got proof positive. Nobody ever has come back from the dead but him. It helped me to, it grounded me in my faith of the Christ, of Christocentric exclusivism. And, you know, I get challenged like all of you. But what about this? But what about that? What about all these people who have not heard about him? Well, all I have to say is, what does the text say? What does the text say? There is no salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Do you see with me how it is not an option? You don't really get the choice. He says you must be saved. That doesn't leave any way of you choosing something else. There's no other name under heaven, in the earth. Nobody else is saying any other name here where we are that can lead you to salvation. And this is what you must do, must know, must believe in order to be saved. Everybody following me? Right, tracking with me, understanding what I am saying? How that Jesus is the only way? He's not to be added to something else as a way? You can't combine him. It's not like making Kool-Aid, sugar water, flavor, and voila, you got something palatable to drink. But it is only him. It is only him. Let me go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Five and nine. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, every text I went to, everyone that I have in my notes, says absolutely the very same thing. They just say it in a slightly different manner, but it's the same thing. Christocentric exclusivism. Jesus Christ, the only way. The only way in, and he's the only one that will keep you out. It doesn't really matter how you live. It matters what you believe. Now, I don't mean to give you the impression that how you live doesn't mean a thing, but don't put the cart before the horse. You believe in Jesus Christ first, and then you live like he asks you to live, by allowing him to live through you. You know, because the only one who can satisfy God is God himself. I don't know if you are aware of that, but you probably are since you're in this assembly. But there's no satisfaction of God apart from him. You ever notice that? He's not satisfied with anything other than himself. Totally excluding everyone else. It's just him. You want to please God? Please the Son. You want to please the Son? Please the Father. You want to please the Spirit? Listen to him. Talk about the Son. Do what he says do. It's all about him. And that's a great thing. You know, sometimes I wonder if we really understand that God being all about himself is the greatest thing for us. Because he thinks of only himself, that it extends in grace to us. I mean, that's a wonderful truth. I mean, I get excited when I think about this. He can be selfish, and that's great. That's exactly what I don't ever wish him to be any other way. Because it's for my benefit that he's selfish and that he excludes everyone else but the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he is only satisfied with himself. Everybody follow me? Am I making sense to you? First John chapter 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot him also that is begotten of him. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. Jesus is our only hope of salvation. He is the only provider of this salvation. He is the only source. He is the only way into this salvation. Drop down to about verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. See anybody else there? Nobody standing but Christ. He is always the last man standing. He is the one mediator between God and men. No way around him. You may have heard it said, he's too high, you can't get over. Too low, you can't get under. Too wide, you can't get around. That's just Christocentric exclusivism. Jesus Christ, our only hope of salvation, the only way in, and the only one who can keep us out. And we enter into this salvation by believing the gospel. 2 Timothy, this salvation is in Christ. Second Timothy 2:10. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It's in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus and out of everybody else. No room for Buddha, Muhammad, Confucianism, Taoism, any other ism you want to pick. Christ is the man that you must go through in order to obtain this salvation. It is him alone, by himself, without the aid of any other, that we must follow, submit to, love and adore, worship and honor. So rest assured, I don't know what you're going through at this point in time. I don't know what you're dealing with. but know for a certainty that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody, man, woman, boy, or girl, comes to the Father but by Him.